I give him an affirmative grunt and throw on my shirt. At the street's edge, I pause and watch the seekers make their way through Freedom Central. The sirens continue to blare through the province, background music to the seekers' march. They scatter citizens out of the brothels, question the drunks stumbling out of the night spots, and test the trackers of anyone who stares at them 2 seconds too long. You'd think those little plastic tracker guns had bullets in them, considering how people cower when the gun latches on the tiny nub behind their ears. I'd take the pain of a tracker replacement over the pain in my chest any day. I weave between two armored vehicles. I've never seen them before. They're rusted and worn, ancient. I wonder where they came from. They make deep, guttural sounds like some growling beast gearing up for a fight, a predator ready to attack. The seekers up top sit behind massive firearms that look like they could take down an entire building in one shot. What in freedom's name does Airy plan on doing with these things? She's not going to kill us all in her childish game of track-or-seek. Except Nine's already won this game. Airy just doesn't realize it yet. As I turn the corner onto my street, I see a familiar seeker hovering outside my building's entrance. Brawn. He yells orders I can't hear clearly to the half-dozen guards surrounding him. Something about Prime Maker, time running out, and you idiots. He waves a yellow piece of paper in the air. Probably more of that propaganda that makes Iridian throw a tantrum every time her seekers find it posted throughout the province. I've never read the flyers. They're always torn down before I have the chance. But people talk. I know the flyers say something about how we aren't really free, not really equal. There is a time I would have balked at that. With the freedom to choose who and what we are, choose what we do, I can't think of how we could be more liberated. But the way things have become these last few months? Yeah, if this is freedom, it totally sucks. I should ignore Brawn, but I can't help myself. When I reach the front doors, I salute. Greetings, gentlemen. Out for a leisurely stroll this fine evening? The sun hasn't set yet. I've no idea what prompted the early curfew, but even these guys have to admit it's ridiculous. Watch it, Theron. Brawn crumples the yellow paper and stuffs it into a pocket. I suggest you head inside. I can't protect you out here once the sirens stop. Protect me? I narrow my eyes, daring him to tell me what to do one more time. Since when have you ever protected me, Brawn? While I've been summoned for questioning by Airy too many times to count, Brawn has questioned me in his own way a few times, methods involving swollen eyes and broken ribs. Just because you're the Prime Maker's pet, Brawn says, flicking a bug off his arm, doesn't mean you're my pet. The day will come when she won't need you anymore, and you'll wish you exercised a little more restraint with that tongue of yours. It takes everything in me not to stick my tongue out at him. I'm not the one with a leash around my neck. I bark like a dog and make to reach behind his ear to scratch it. He swats my hand away and flares his nostrils. I've pushed my limit. Whoa, down, boy! I grin and slip into the building before Brawn decides to hold an impromptu interrogation. He's right about one thing, though. Airy lets me get away with mouthing off and pretending the rules don't apply to me, because I'm her most valuable commodity right now. I'm live bait. She believes I'm the strongest reason Nine has to return to freedom. Me. I can't let her know the truth. Nine is not coming back. Not for me, not for Airy, not for anyone. The elevator's been broken for a week, and I'm already used to making the trek up 4 flights of stairs. Strange it hasn't been fixed yet, but then again, strange seems to be the theme of recent freedom. A forgotten elevator is probably the least of Airy's.